Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
President Obama's summer push for support to expand health coverage went before a relatively polite crowd in New Hampshire yesterday. While protesters rallied outside the president's town hall-style meeting in Portsmouth, the heckling stayed outside. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
At first, it looked like this might be all those town meetings that members of Congress have been holding all over the country. A lot of shouting, not much discourse. Lining the drive to Portsmouth High School, pro and anti-Obama protesters yelled at each other across the drive. Leading into the high school was a long line, hundreds of people long, waiting quietly to get in. Some showed up to wait in the high humidity and sunshine as early as 8 in the morning for the president's 1 p.m. appearance. They came from all over New Hampshire and Massachusetts and Maine as well. Jackie Millett left her home in Wells, Maine at 7:30. She's worried that if her husband dies, she'll lose his private supplemental health insurance and will be left with Medicare.
Medicare covers most of the things I need done. The supplemental helps to pay basically for my meds. And those are very expensive. I take quite a few. I have narcolepsy where I tend to fall asleep, so I need it to help me stay awake. And without it, I can't function. I wouldn't be able to drive.
Inside, nobody shouted anybody down. People asked their questions. They got answers from the president. Jackie Millett, the woman from Wells, got to ask her question.
What will happen? I take a lot of medications. I've had a lot of procedures. And how will Medicare, under the new proposal, help people who are going to need things like this?
In terms of savings for you as a Medicare recipient, the biggest one is on prescription drugs. Because the prescription drug companies have already said that they would be willing to put up $80 billion in rebates for prescription drugs as part of a health care reform package.
Millett would still have to pay out of pocket for her drugs, but, the president argued, it would be less than she's paying now. It was an answer that satisfied Millett.
I thought he was very direct. He made me feel a lot better about what was going to happen.
President Obama also took questions from critics of his plan.
Gentleman right here in the white shirt.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. My name is Ben Hershenson. I'm from Ogunquit, Maine, and also Bonita Springs, Florida. And I'm a Republican. I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm here.
We're happy to have you. We're happy to have you.
I'm on Medicare, but I still worry that if we go to a public option, period, that the private companies, the insurance companies, rather than competing, because who can compete with the government? The answer is nobody. So my question is, do you still, as yourself now, support a universal plan, or are you open to the private industry still being maintained?
There's nothing inevitable about this somehow destroying the private marketplace as long as, and this is a legitimate point that you're raising, that it's not set up where the government is basically being subsidized by the taxpayers so that even if they're not providing a good deal, we keep on having to pony out more and more money. And I've already said that can't be the way the public option is set up. It has to be self-sustaining. Does that answer your question? Okay.
But Hershenson didn't think the president did answer his question.
No, not at all. Partially, sure he did. But I honestly feel you can't. Insurance companies will be forced out if the government has a single-payer plan. I really believe that.
The president took questions from several people skeptical of his proposals, including one recent graduate of St. Paul's School in Concord, New Hampshire.
Hello, Mr. President. I'm Justin Higgins from Stratham, New Hampshire.
How are you, Justin?
Fine, thank you. There's a lot of misinformation about how we're going to pay for this healthcare plan, and I'm wondering how we're going to do this without raising the taxes on the middle class, because I don't want the burden to fall on my parents.
Mm-hmm. My belief is that it should not burden people who make $250,000 a year or less. And I think that's the commitment that I made, the pledge that I made when I was up here running in New Hampshire, folks. So I don't want anybody saying somehow that I'm, pulling the bait and switch here. I said very specifically I thought we should roll back Bush tax cuts and use them to pay for health insurance That's what I'm intending to do.
Higgins, who will be a freshman at Tufts University this fall, later said he heard some wiggle room in that answer.
I don't feel that he definitively said he would not raise taxes on the middle class. I thought he had referenced it when he answered my question, saying how he made a pledge in New Hampshire, then he's going to stick to that pledge. But he didn't definitively say no new taxes for the middle class, as President George Bush first did when he was running for president.
The give and take between the president and New Englanders at the forum in Portsmouth seemed to have nothing in common with the shout fests reported in other parts of the country. In a debate that's been anything but civil since Congress went home 2 weeks ago, Yankee civility won out. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.